We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, it's Maria Boyington reporting. Today, I have the attorneys for the family of Antonio May. Antonio May was 32 years old from Macon, Georgia. He was arrested in Atlanta, Georgia on September the 11th. On the night of September 11th, he was no longer alive. The attorneys are here, Michael Harper and Teddy Reese. Gentlemen, welcome and thank you.
Thank you so much for having us, Maria.
Thank you for having us.
Let's talk about Mr. May, 32-year-old Antonio May. Attorney Harper, what do you know about how his day started?
Mr. May was arrested in Atlanta on the morning of September 11th. He was then transported to Grady Hospital for medical clearance, and he was then taken to the Fulton County Jail for processing. When he entered the jail, they placed him in a holding cell, and he was waiting to be transferred to general population. And there are several reports as to what happened next. We got three different reports, and I'll go through them quickly. One report is for an eyewitness who was there as an inmate in the jail with Mr. May. He says what happened was Mr. May was knocking on the door of the cell door asking for water repeatedly. And the guards were not happy about that, and they went in and literally beat him up. And then later, two guards came in, a female guard with dreads. These are black guards, by the way. Mm-hmm. And another male guard came in and tased him simultaneously. Two tasers at the same time. And then they also pepper sprayed him and stun gunned him. And according to that eyewitness, Mr. May died in the cell. We have a second account that came from the officers, the deputies at the jail, to the GBI. And they told the GBI that Mr. May was nude in the jail, pleasuring himself, and the guards went in to stop him. Now, the key, this is very important because this man is dead. When he was in that jail by himself, even if that's true, if he was naked, if he was unclothed and pleasuring himself, there was no reason for the guards to go in there for that. But they chose to go in and confront Mr. May about this, and they wanted to strap him down into a chair inside a jail where he's already contained. Mr. May must have wondered why that would be the case, and some confrontation ensued. Then, according to the GBI, what they were told by some officers, then Mr. May was tased and pepper sprayed and had the stun gun, and they put him in a decontamination shower.
Now, what is that?
When the guards pepper spray you, they want to get the pepper spray off your face. Because obviously you're sitting there with a lot of pepper spray on your face, so they take you to the shower to wash the pepper spray off. It's what he went through. That's called decontamination. So according to the GBI, he was decontaminated, and then he came out of the cell, and he became unresponsive, and he died. Quickly, a third account came from the medical examiner's office. The medical examiner was called. The Fulton County Medical Examiner was called to the jail after Mr. May had passed. Their job is to investigate the death and determine the cause of death. They also spoke with the guards and the guards at the prison, at the jail, sorry. And according to the ME, they were told that six officers confronted Mr. May in the cell when he was, again, allegedly nude and pleasuring himself. And it took six guards. I mean, why do you have to have six guards to go in for a situation when you shouldn't go in at all? But those six guards did go in, and again, a confrontation ensued, and they tased him, they pepper sprayed him. That's consistent with all three stories. They tased him and pepper sprayed him. But what's different about the ME's report is when he went through decontamination this time, they state that the shower wasn't enough to remove all the pepper spray. They put a water hose in his face. We believe that they could have drowned him because we don't know how long that water hose was in his face. So according to that report, after the water hose, he comes out of the decontamination and he becomes unresponsive. And he dies on the floor at the Fulton County Jail.
What of these stories do you find unbelievable? You can't believe another human being would do this to somebody. What is it that you find that you take issue with in terms of what led to Mr. May's death?
I take issue with two things. The most important thing is why the guards felt the need to go into a holding cell for this reason at all. That's number one. Number two, why did it take that much force? Why do you have to have six guards that uses pepper spray and stun guns and tasers to contain? Mr. May is not a large man. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't take that much force. And that's shocking to me that they would use that much force. And then the water hose in his face. The man is, by the way, during this time, he's constrained and restrained in a chair. He can't move. So they got a water hose in his face. Imagine, that's torture. Someone is it seems like they're drowning you. It must have felt that way. And that may have been what happened. But after that, he died.
Why was he arrested?
He was arrested for criminal trespass. According to reports, he was at the American Cancer Society downtown Atlanta. And they say he was throwing rocks at a window. And that's when the Atlanta Police Department picked him up and arrested him.
Do you know if Mr. May suffered from any mental illness?
We don't know that. We're going to get a medical history. There may be that may be in his background. We're not completely sure yet. And I will say that there are some reports they may have found some amphetamines in his blood. But another key point I want to make to the public is if Fulton County Jail is going to use tasers inside of a jail, we're not talking about confronting someone on the street. We're talking about inmates who are already in protective custody. If you're going to use tasers inside the jail, please learn how to use them properly. And the guidelines from the taser company says you don't use tasers on people who are on drugs, that you don't use tasers on people who have a medical history. And I don't think they knew enough about Mr. May to use the tasers in the first place.
We've been talking to attorney Michael Harper, who is one of the attorneys for the family of Antonio May, 32 years old, from Macon, Georgia. He was arrested in Atlanta on the morning of September 11th, but he was no longer alive at nightfall because he had died in the jail. Another family attorney is also here with us, Teddy Reese. Mr. Reese, you have spoken to the family. How are they with all of this in terms of course, they've lost a loved one. We all are familiar with that. But in sense, how they lost their loved one, what are they saying?
You know, it's tough. It's tough to look into the eyes of his 13-year-old son and have him say to you, I'm not going to be able to see my dad again. That hurts. That hurts, considering that as a nation, we have seen situation after situation where we've seen excessive force and abuse of power by individuals in a law enforcement capacity. And I want to be absolutely clear on something here. The family's not anti-police. They have family members that are police officers. They have family members that are correctional officers. And just like you have bad educators, just like you have bad attorneys, just like you have bad engineers, you have bad police officers. And right now we are at a state in our country where a few that want to feed to the bigotry that we see coming out of Washington, D.C. right now, a certain few want to prevent us from having honest and reasonable conversations about situations like this that we see happening in our community. There's a few things particularly that disturbs the family about this Michael May situation. Mm-hmm. One is, how is it that the GBI and the medical officer, medical examination officer, already have conflicting reports? That's an issue. But we do know that the eyewitness who was there, who just happened to be there because he got arrested that day himself, who didn't even know Mr. Antonio May, was very clear that before homicide was even called, all the officers were convened together in a room and he could see people writing. He could tell, in his opinion, they were getting their stories together. What also shocked the family, and just so egregious to the family, is the account of that same eyewitness that officers were walking around saying, this is Taysom Tuesday. Taysom Tuesday, Maria. Listen to what they're saying. There's a culture in this jail, a culture that allows officers there to treat the people that are there for incarcerated reasons less than human beings. What happened to Mr. May was nothing short of cruel and unusual punishment. It was unconstitutional. It was excessive. We are calling on D.A. Paul Howard to do a thorough investigation. As a matter of fact, gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has posted on this on Facebook and Twitter. And even she said the family deserves a full and complete and transparent investigation. This is not the time to be hiding anything or covering anything up. Any officers there who want to help us restore the respect between the community and law enforcement, come forth. You can no longer shelter your coworkers that continue to do these bad things. We can no longer tolerate this if we expect to move forward as a community. If you want Colin Kaepernick to stop kneeling, if you want people to stop marching, you got to come forth. You be the hero. We need a hero right now. We need someone on the inside to say, yes, this is our culture. And yes, it needs to change. And I'm going to be the person to say that. Or if there are any inmates that were there that night, you can reach me at 706-341-1822. I need to hear from you. Even if you do not want me to mention your name, I will not. I just need some confirmation of what happened that day in that jail.
Antonio May, a man, he was a father.
He was absolutely a father of three amazing boys who would not know what it's like. And two of them are very young, four and six. They will never know what it's like to have their father at a high school football game. They will never know what it's like to have their father help them move in for the first day of college orientation. They will never know, their children will never know what it's like to be embraced by a grandfather on their father's side. Because some officers wanted to be overly aggressive with an individual where there should have been signs from the beginning that you needed to take extra care, extra caution with this individual. You know, every life is important. Every human being deserves the protection of our Constitution. No one's special. And that's the message we're carrying for Antonio May. We're tired of it. We're tired of it. We're tired of it. To the grandmothers out there that continue to cry every time they see a situation like this, to a mother, to the mothers that are tired of leaning over a casket, crying at a funeral. You know, I remember a verse from church when I was little. It said, when the waters get turbulent and when the wind is blowing, when the wind was blowing in that ship, Jesus stood up and he said, peace be still. We're saying peace be still at the Fulton County Jail. We're saying peace be still right now in Dallas, Texas. We're saying peace be still right now in Mother Emanuel over in South Carolina. We're saying peace be still in Washington, D.C., and New York, and everywhere else where we have these instances of injustice. Martin Luther King, the father of this city, great city of Atlanta, said injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. And this is a case of injustice that we must address.
Been talking to the attorneys for the family of Antonio May, 32 years old from Macon, Georgia, who died on Tuesday, September 11th, inside the Fulton County Jail. Attorney Harper, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Attorney Teddy Reese, thank you again.
Thank you so much for all that you do for the community.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.